In our fast-paced, demanding world, we are constantly pulled in multiple directions by competing priorities. Career ambitions, family obligations, social expectations, the external pressures seem endless and unrelenting. Amidst this storm of responsibilities and noise, we often neglect the most important priority of all, caring for our own needs and well-being. Without a strong foundation of self-care, we cannot be our best selves nor thrive in any aspect of life. The ancient Greco-Roman philosophy of Stoicism offers timeless guidance on controlling our reactions and focusing intentionally on what truly matters within our sphere of influence. By applying Stoic principles and practices, we can cultivate the self-awareness and intentionality required to prioritize ourselves appropriately without succumbing to selfish impulses. This philosophical framework provides strategies for claiming agency over our mind and body, viewing self-prioritization as the highest aim attainable through reason and sustained effort. Understanding what we can control. A core tenet of Stoicism is the dichotomy of control, rigorously separating what is within our power to determine from external events entirely beyond our sphere of influence. The Stoics maintained that the root of many human struggles and suffering stems from our misguided attempts to control or emotionally invest in circumstances outside our command. Within our control are our own actions, beliefs, judgments, desires, aversions, thoughts, attitudes, and chosen virtuous character. These internal processes shape our individual experience of the world. By aiming our efforts inward on our ability to respond with reason and ethical principles, we avoid wasting precious energy railing against external things we ultimately cannot change. Beyond our control are factors like other people's behaviors and opinions, our health and aging, natural disasters, political upheavals, and other circumstances imposed by nature. The Stoics taught that true freedom and inner tranquility arise from a willing acceptance of such unalterable events combined with a conscientious focus on properly managing our responses. Anger, grief, and anxiety frequently result from our mistaken belief that we can directly alter situations outside our control through forceful resistance. Stoicism calls us to concentrate our energy inward on our intentional thoughts, motives, and actions, the aspects of life where we maintain autonomy. By reorienting towards our internal locus of control and ceasing emotional investment in externals, we improve our quality of life and reclaim a powerful sense of agency over our own well-being. Self-prioritization stems from this Stoic ideal of personal responsibility over our sphere of reason choice. The Stoic practice of self-awareness. To properly prioritize our true needs, we must first develop a substantive understanding of those needs through the rigorous Stoic practice of self-study and introspection. The philosophers understood that ethical behavior and fulfillment both depend on turning our attention inward to gain knowledge of our fundamental nature, values, and genuine requirements. This path of self-awareness is key to appropriately prioritizing our choices and efforts. Strategies for increasing self-awareness within the Stoic framework include reflective journaling to track our thoughts and emotional patterns over time. Regular meditation practices help us become impartial observers of our internal landscape, witnessing our impulses and habitual reactions with greater objectivity. We can also solicit honest feedback from others who know us well, revealing our unconscious blind spots. As we examine our daily actions and motivations, we become increasingly conscious of the often automatic and unexamined thoughts, feelings, and external pressures that frequently drive us. This awakens our ability to pause before reacting automatically, giving us the space to then choose more intentional responses aligned with our authentic priorities. Self-awareness allows us to course-correct when we realize we are overcommitting or engaging in self-betrayal based on distorted thinking or an unhealthy need to please others. With this hard-won self-knowledge, we gain the insight to determine our actual requirements separate from the deluge of external pressures and demands that too often skew our decisions. We are able to prioritize our interests from a place of clarity rather than impulsive reaction or conditioned compliance with social norms. Self-prioritization starts with the clarity of self-awareness to recognize our needs and values as distinct from the impositions of the outer world. Setting boundaries, a Stoic approach. Armed with the guiding light of self-awareness, we are prepared to set the healthy boundaries that enable us to prioritize our legitimate needs and protect our autonomy over daily life choices. An essential underpinning of Stoic thought was the idea that our chief moral and practical commitment must be to our own reason choice and character development, the aspects of our being over which we alone maintain control. permitting external factors like others' expectations, social pressures, or conventional norms to persistently divert us from this path toward virtuous agency and fulfillment undermines our welfare. The Stoics advise frequently checking inward to clarify whether our present course of action stems from our own conscious, evaluated choice or unconscious compliance with non-prioritized external demands. We are urged to honestly audit whether our obligations align with our fundamental virtues and conception of the good life, or if we are abdicating agency to externals dragging us off course due to flawed perceptions, fears, or people-pleasing tendencies. This philosophical approach offers guidelines for setting boundaries that protect our autonomy. Knowing our personal limitations and triggers for overcommitting enables us to decline requests exceeding our capabilities or priorities. Communicating our boundaries directly yet respectfully allows others to understand our positions. Enforcing our boundaries consistently maintains their integrity. Intermittent exceptions breed resentment. Accepting that prioritizing our needs will periodically disappoint others avoids boundary violations driven by guilt or anxiety. In professional life, Stoic self-prioritization looks like declining projects misaligned with our ethics or life priorities, establishing limits on our availability during personal time, and avoiding unproductive negativity distracting from our committed goals. In personal spheres, we say no to excessive requests that deplete our limited time and resources. We protect our restorative alone time and space for self-care activities, and we limit interactions with individuals who prove toxic influences. The Stoic ideal is pursuing our reasoned conception of the good life according to ethical virtue, unburdened by external impositions or constraints dragging us off course from what our judgment deems most worthwhile. Aligning our actions with rationally evaluated priorities is the path to wholehearted living, a radical form of freedom achievable through committed self-prioritization and carefully erected boundaries that preserve it. Emotional intelligence and Stoicism. One aspect of the human experience where Stoicism offers powerful guidance is in developing our emotional intelligence, the all-important ability to understand our emotional nature and manage disruptive emotions in an effective manner. The Stoic conception of emotions is grounded in reason and proves remarkably congruent with modern therapeutic models like cognitive behavioral therapy. While emotions are often viewed as irrational forces beyond our influence, the Stoics saw emotions as fundamentally comprising two elements: cognitive judgments or impressions about the world, and subsequent physical sensations in the body. For example, our anger might stem from the judgment that we are being mistreated in some way, which then triggers physical sensations like muscle tension and a raised heartbeat. Our sadness might originate with the perception of a significant loss. These founding judgments or impressions often happen automatically and irrationally, colored and distorted by our unconscious beliefs, cognitive biases, and long-standing emotional patterns we've internalized over time. The Stoics maintained that by developing our mindful awareness and rationally examining our initial impressions about events, we could modify our resulting emotional responses. Rather than suppressing emotions entirely, we gain the ability to skillfully reshape them through conscientious cognitive reappraisal. By applying the Stoic practices of self-awareness and mindfulness, we become attuned to the unhelpful thought patterns that fuel our destructive emotional reactions. With this insight, we can pause before impulsively acting on those judgments in maladaptive ways. We gain the perspective to then reevaluate the impression rationally, viewing the catalyst more objectively and developing a correspondingly calmer, more constructive response. Tips for strengthening emotional intelligence through a Stoic lens include: distancing ourselves from strong emotions initially through conscious labeling, "I am feeling angry because," reality testing our triggering thoughts through questioning and seeking contradictory evidence, reframing the triggering situation through cognitive reappraisal techniques, considering our values and priorities to help guide more meaningful responses, practicing paradoxical intention by leaning into emotions constructively. By steadily strengthening our ability to interpret the world through a rational, unwavering lens rather than distorted perceptions, we cultivate more sustainable emotional equilibrium. We become far less caught in interminable reactivity to provocation as we depersonalize events and focus inward on our authentic control and agency. Gemini. Our emotional mastery allows us to regain our power to prioritize responses aligned with our considered values and interests. Rather than being hijacked by impulses, we make choices rooted in intentionality informed by reasoned judgments. Developing our emotional intelligence through the Stoic framework enables the clarity and autonomy that allows true self-prioritization to flourish. The role of virtue in self-prioritization. For the ancient Stoics, the concept of virtue was not merely a laudable value, but the active practice of living with reason, self-discipline, concern for others, and willing acceptance of nature's unalterable course. The four cardinal virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance were seen as the bedrock for achieving the eudaimonic flourishing and fulfillment that was humanity's highest aim. Leading a truly virtuous life meant conscientiously embodying these ideals through one's actions, not mere affirmation of their worth. And the more closely one's character and conduct adhered to the path of virtue, the closer one progressed toward the rational, self-possessed ideal of the Stoic wise person marked by tranquil self-mastery, resilience in the face of adversity, right judgment, and unshakable commitment to ethical goodness. From this ancient philosophical vantage point, the modern notion of regular self-prioritization for personal well-being is not mere self-indulgence. It is both a natural outgrowth and prerequisite of striving to live virtuously according to reason. Each of the cardinal virtues reinforces the importance of prioritizing our emotional, physical, and mental self-care as part of the quintessential aim of human life. The virtue of wisdom guides us to prioritize caring for our whole being and lasting eudaimonic interests over temporary, inessential pleasures or conveniences that only offer ephemeral satisfaction. Cultivating wisdom involves continually directing our focus inward to our ethical reasoning, evaluating our impressions and conduct with increasing objectivity and alignment to our highest knowledge of virtue. The virtue of courage provides the inner fortitude required to prioritize and abide by our reasoned judgments in the face of fears, anxieties, societal pressures, unhealthy impulses, and any external forces that might sway us from appropriate self-care and ethical actions. True self-prioritization requires moral strength and the willingness to withstand discomfort or adversity in service of our highest commitments. The virtue of justice safeguards against the pitfalls of narcissism or egotism by keeping us focused on balancing our self-prioritized obligations with our concurrent ethical duties to others. Justice dictates honoring interpersonal commitments and being a responsible member of our communities, even as we determinedly uphold rational self-interest. We prioritize without self-negation or toxic self-sacrifice. The virtue of temperance or moderation fosters the self-discipline, self-possession, and inner control that prevent us from indulging in unhealthy excesses, overindulgences, or behaviors that might compromise our overall flourishing and imperil our authentic priorities. We remain grounded in rationally hedonic self-care rather than escalating impulses. Ultimately, adhering to this ethical framework of virtuous living keeps us continually realigning our deepest motivations and actions in harmony with reasoned principles for genuine human welfare and our own long-term fulfillment as evaluated by wisdom. The path of virtue provides the stabilizing, rational structure for consistently defining what matters most and reprioritizing our choices accordingly. As the Stoics knew well, living virtuously is an enduring commitment involving constant mindfulness, course corrections, and strengthening our reasoned will to positively prioritize our behaviors. Yet virtue furnishes both the inspiration and means for fulfilling our highest aim as reasoning beings conscientiously prioritizing our holistic care and vital commitments through every step of life's eternally unfolding journey. Practical Stoic exercises for daily life. While the philosophy of Stoicism offers a rich conceptual framework for prioritizing our authentic needs and well-being, it also provides a diverse array of eminently practical exercises to gradually train our mindset, perspectives, and capacities in favorable new directions. These therapeutic techniques share the goals of increasing our self-awareness, impulse control, objectivity, boundaries, and resilience, all prerequisites for sustainable self-prioritization. Some key Stoic exercises for incorporating into daily life include negative visualization. This purposeful contemplation of potential future misfortunes, losses, or privations counteracts our human tendency to take currently enjoyed goods for granted. By vividly meditating on the loss of things like our health, relationships, or material security, we become more appreciative and less complacent about their temporary nature. Such deliberate psychological reinforcement helps recalibrate our priorities to cherish the genuine needs too often compromised. The view from above, a variation on traditional meditation. This exercise has us mentally rise above our present circumstances and perceive our seemingly monumental difficulties from a higher, vastly distant vantage point. This shifts our perspective on the cosmic scale, alleviating tunnel vision around immediately felt concerns. we can soberly evaluate whether the threat challenges at hand truly warrant neglecting prioritized self-care and interests. Morning previewing, evening review, spending time at the day's outset visualizing upcoming challenges, our desired intentional responses, and remaining committed to our priorities provides an anchoring framework for the hours ahead. In the evening, we conduct a candid self-review of situations where we lost sight of our stated intentions and course correct for the following day. Both activities strengthen our self-regulating capacities. Voluntary discomfort, willingly undergoing mild forms of short-term discomfort like cold showers or sleeping on a minimalist bed, helps strip away attachments to unnecessary comforts while building our resilience and psychological fortitude for prioritizing more difficult choices misaligned with impulses. Calibrating our fortitude incrementally fosters perseverance. Self-denial, periodically practicing abstaining for set periods from permissible pleasures and attachments we typically indulge, like certain foods. Entertainment or luxuries may seem trivial, yet weakens unexamined impulses, distracting us from clarified priorities. We become more discerning about core needs versus incidental wants. Journaling, recording our thoughts, emotional patterns, and resulting actions as impartial observations in a personal journal cultivates the self-awareness and objectivity so crucial for recognizing where we routinely neglect our priorities. This bird's-eye perspective facilitates productive self-coaching for realignment. Mindfulness meditation. The ancient Stoics anticipated modern mindfulness through their emphasis on repeatedly practicing the skill of self-detached attention. By routinely returning our concentration to the immediacy of the present moment when distracted by external noises or wandering inner thought sensations, we train ourselves to maintain agency over our responses and alignment with reasoned priorities. The core principle underpinning all these exercises and activities is that incrementally integrating them into our daily lives in a sustained, effortful manner gradually instills the philosophical fitness required to live according to our intentional judgments and reasoned priorities. Much like strenuous physical exercise fortifies our bodily health, these reps of Stoic mental spiritual strength training fortify our ability to consistently translate the philosophy's teachings into embodied virtuous conduct in alignment with authentic self-care. While some methodologies like journaling, meditation, or fasting may be more natural starting points than others, diligent practice and unwavering commitment to persisting through challenges is paramount. Self-prioritization is ultimately a consummate lifelong undertaking rooted in accumulated wisdom, achievable step by incremental step, guided by Stoicism's illuminating insights. In the midst of our hectic, overstimulated modern existences where competing demands and expectations constantly threaten to overwhelm our focus, the ancient philosophy of Stoicism beacons through the noise with timeless wisdom for self-preserving priorities, agency, and fulfillment. This philosophical tradition provides numerous robust strategies for properly prioritizing our authentic needs amidst relentless external pressures. A core Stoic tenet involves strictly separating the limited aspects of life within our direct control, our intentional thoughts, judgments, and chosen actions from external events and contingencies outside the sphere of our influence. By concentrating our efforts where we maintain true autonomy rather than railing against the unalterable, we husband our energy and improve our domain of self-determination. Self-prioritization becomes empowered and sustainable. To properly apprehend our actual needs separate from inculcated expectations and impulses, the Stoics emphasize regular introspective self-awareness practices. Reflective journaling, soliciting feedback, and mindfully observing our inner landscape reveal unconscious thought patterns and deepest values insights, illuminating where realignment of priorities is required. Self-knowledge is vital for authentic self-care. With this clarity of priorities, the Stoic approach equips us to erect appropriate boundaries, setting healthy limits on external impositions that threaten to derail us from our integrity. We confidently decline obligations misaligned with our ethics and aims while still honoring legitimate duties to others from a reasoned, virtuous position. Boundaries safeguard our self-prioritized autonomy against dissipation. A critical pathway towards sustainable self-prioritization illuminated by Stoicism involves developing our emotional intelligence, the ability to mindfully witness our triggered thoughts and corresponding emotional reactions without impulsive identification. By rationally re-evaluating our initial impressions about events through conscious reappraisal, we regain command over our responses rather than being hostage to impulse. Emotional mastery grants the freedom to choose intentional actions faithful to reason priorities. Furthermore, the Stoic articulation of virtues like wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance provides an imperturbable philosophical framework defining principles for human welfare that naturally conduce toward appropriate self-prioritization. Living with increasing fidelity to ethical virtue aligns our motivations with our highest rational judgments about eudaimonic self-interest and genuine goods. Virtue is both motivation and method for fulfilling our reason priorities as human beings. While conceptually potent, Stoic philosophy offers numerous specific practices to inculcate the psychological skill sets required for sustainable self-prioritization. Techniques like negative visualization, the view from above, focused journaling, and mindfulness meditation cultivate the presence, objectivity, impulse control, and reason agency that allow us to live according to our examined intentions rather than distractions or motivational inertia. Like any substantive undertaking, building the capacity for robust self-prioritization demands incremental training and an unwavering commitment to persistent philosophical exercise over time. Yet the potential rewards are tremendous. A reclaimed sense of autonomy steering our limited resources toward reasoned priorities aligned with human thriving and fulfillment. The path toward wholehearted living is bounded by Stoicism's guiding principles and insights revealing our circumscribed sphere of direct influence. By zealously focusing our efforts inward with care and intention, we avoid wasteful entanglement with externals while methodically fortifying the aspects of our being that remain our ethical provenance, our character, wisdom, and agency to prioritize our legitimate needs as reasoning beings. Authentic self-prioritization arises as the natural culmination of our reasoned effort and commitment to the virtuous philosophical life. In the whirlwind of life's incessant demands, stresses, and challenges, it can be all too easy to lose our center and succumb to the turmoil swirling around us. Yet the quest for inner tranquility amidst the storms of existence has been a pursuit shared by ancient philosophies across cultures and eras. Today, we find solace in the convergence of two enduring wisdom traditions, the teachings of the Buddha and the principles of Stoic philosophy. While Buddhist thought illuminates the path to enlightenment through the cessation of suffering, Stoicism offers a framework for navigating life's adversities with resilience and equanimity. By harmonizing these seemingly disparate perspectives, we uncover a powerful synthesis that empowers us to transcend life's turbulences and cultivate an unshakable inner peace. In this exploration, we will delve into seven guiding principles that interweave the insights of Buddhism and Stoicism, providing a roadmap for living with grace, clarity, and unwavering composure in the face of life's vicissitudes. Principle 1, the art of listening. In a world inundated with noise and constant demands for our attention, the ancient practice of truly listening has become a lost art. Yet, both Stoic and Buddhist philosophies elevate listening to a paramount virtue, one that unlocks the doors to wisdom, empathy, and personal growth. The Stoics, with their emphasis on reason and virtue, recognize that genuine understanding could only arise through the act of quieting our own inner voices and fully absorbing the perspectives of others. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher king, famously advised, "We have two ears and one mouth, so we should listen more than we say." This sentiment echoes profoundly with the Buddhist teachings on mindful attention and the cultivation of compassion through a deep understanding of the human experience. The synergy between these two wisdom traditions lies in their shared recognition that true empathy and interconnectedness can only blossom when we let go of our preconceptions, judgments, and the need to be heard. By actively listening without the filters of our own biases and assumptions, we open ourselves to the richness of diverse perspectives and life experiences. In doing so, we not only expand our own wisdom and intellectual horizons, but also nurture a profound sense of compassion that transcends individual egos and unites us in our shared humanity. Cultivating the art of listening requires a conscious effort to break free from the constant internal dialogue that plagues our modern minds. It demands that we be fully present in the moment, allowing the words and emotions of others to wash over us without the urge to formulate a response or counter-argument. This level of attentiveness not only deepens our understanding of the speaker's perspective, but also fosters a genuine connection, one that can bridge even the most seemingly insurmountable divides. Through exercises in active listening, seeking out diverse perspectives, and practicing empathy by imagining the lived experiences of others, we can gradually rewire our minds to embrace the art of listening as a fundamental aspect of our daily lives. This practice not only enriches our interpersonal relationships, but also sharpens our ability to navigate complex situations with greater wisdom and compassion. In a world that often values volume over substance, the art of listening stands as a powerful reminder of the transformative potential that lies in embracing stillness, openness, and a genuine desire to understand. By embodying this principle, we not only honor the ancient wisdom of Stoicism and Buddhism, but also pave the way for personal growth, deeper connections, and a more harmonious coexistence with all beings. Principle 2. Self-directed life path. In the midst of a world that incessantly bombards us with external pressures and societal expectations, the ability to chart our own course and live according to our authentic values and principles becomes a profound act of personal sovereignty. Both Stoic and Buddhist teachings converge in their emphasis on the importance of cultivating self-awareness, mindfulness, and a deep connection to our innermost truth as the foundation for a life of fulfillment and equanimity. The Stoics, with their unwavering commitment to reason and virtue, advocated for a life guided by personal autonomy and a steadfast adherence to one's core beliefs and values. They recognized that true contentment could never be found in the pursuit of fleeting pleasures or the blind conformity to external opinions. Instead, they encouraged individuals to cultivate a profound understanding of their own guiding principles and to align their actions and decisions with these deeply held convictions. This ethos resonates powerfully with the Buddhist teachings enshrined in the Noble Eightfold Path, which emphasizes the importance of living in the present moment, detaching from the illusions of the material world, and walking a path of personal growth and enlightenment. At the heart of both philosophies lies the recognition that true fulfillment and equanimity can only arise when we align our actions with our authentic selves, rather than succumbing to the expectations of others or the seductive allure of temporary gratification. Cultivating a self-directed life path requires a concerted effort to turn inward and explore the depths of our own values, beliefs, and aspirations. It demands that we engage in practices of mindfulness and present-moment awareness, fostering a deeper connection with our inner selves and silencing the cacophony of external voices that often drown out our own truth. Through regular self-reflection, we can uncover the core principles that serve as the bedrock of our existence, using them as a compass to guide our decisions and actions. This process of self-discovery empowers us to assert our personal autonomy, to say no to commitments or expectations that conflict with our priorities, and to set healthy boundaries that protect our energy and focus. As we embark on this journey of self-directed living, we may encounter resistance from those who seek to impose their own expectations upon us. Yet, by remaining grounded in our authentic values and cultivating the courage to walk our own path, we fortify our resilience and our ability to navigate life's currents with clarity, conviction, and an unwavering sense of purpose. In a world that often prizes conformity and the pursuit of external validation, the wisdom of Stoicism and Buddhism beckons us to embrace the radical act of living in alignment with our deepest truth. By doing so, we not only honor the ancient call to self-mastery, but also pave the way for a life of profound fulfillment, inner peace, and the recognition that our greatest power lies in the ability to author our own destiny. Principle 3. Acceptance of life's uncertainties. In the grand tapestry of human existence, few threads are woven with as much certainty as the inevitability of change, uncertainty, and impermanence. From the fleeting nature of material possessions to the unpredictable currents of life's circumstances, the wisdom of both Stoicism and Buddhism converge in their recognition that true inner peace can only be found through a profound acceptance of life's inherent impermanence. The Stoics, with their unwavering commitment to reason and virtue, understood that suffering arises not from the presence of pain or adversity itself, but rather from our resistance to the ever-changing nature of existence. This profound insight is encapsulated in the maxim, "Pain is certain, suffering is optional," which resonates deeply with the Buddhist teachings on the inevitability of suffering and the importance of detaching from the illusion of permanence. At the heart of this principle lies the recognition that our perception of reality is the key to our liberation or our bondage. By clinging to expectations, resisting change, or believing in the permanence of any particular circumstance, we sow the seeds of our own suffering. Conversely, by embracing the Stoic lens of control over perception and the Buddhist notion of acceptance, we open ourselves to the vast potential for growth, resilience, and inner peace that lies within every challenge or transition. Cultivating this acceptance of life's uncertainties requires a dedicated practice of mindfulness and present-moment awareness. Through meditation and the cultivation of a non-judgmental awareness, we can learn to observe our thoughts and emotions without clinging to them or resisting their natural ebb and flow. In doing so, we develop the capacity to meet each moment with equanimity, neither clinging to expectations nor resisting the ever-changing nature of reality. The Stoics and Buddhists alike offer powerful exercises and tools to support this journey of acceptance. The Stoic practice of negative visualization, for instance, invites us to mentally prepare for life's adversities, cultivating a sense of gratitude for what we have and fortifying our resilience in the face of uncertainty. Similarly, the Buddhist teachings on impermanence and the development of a growth mindset encourage us to recognize that challenges are inherent to the human experience and can serve as catalysts for personal growth and the expansion of our wisdom. As we embark on this path of acceptance, we may encounter moments of doubt, fear, or the temptation to cling to the illusion of control. Yet, by remaining grounded in the timeless wisdom of these ancient philosophies, we can navigate even the most turbulent waters with a profound sense of equanimity and inner peace. In a world that often values certainty and the pursuit of control, the harmonized teachings of Stoicism and Buddhism beckon us to embrace the radical act of acceptance, to let go of our resistance and find solace in the present moment, trusting that within every uncertainty lies the seed of growth, resilience, and a deeper understanding of the true nature of existence. Principle 4: Embracing Failure as a Path to Growth. The Stoics, with their unwavering commitment to reason and virtue, recognized that failure was an inevitable part of the human experience and a catalyst for learning and personal development. They viewed setbacks and mistakes not as personal shortcomings, but rather as valuable teachers that revealed our areas for growth and the opportunities for self-mastery that lay hidden within each challenge. This ethos resonates profoundly with the Buddhist teachings on the path to enlightenment, which is paved with trials, obstacles, and moments of seeming failure that test our fortitude, resilience, and commitment to personal evolution. At the heart of both philosophies lies the understanding that growth and transformation often arise from the crucible of adversity, and that our ability to embrace failure with humility and a growth mindset is the key to unlocking our true potential. By reframing our perception of failure, we begin to see it not as a source of shame or self-criticism, but rather as a valuable teacher that reveals the areas in which we must refine our approach, adjust our strategies, and deepen our understanding. Through regular self-reflection, we can identify the lessons learned from our setbacks and use them as guideposts for future growth, rather than allowing them to become sources of self-doubt or stagnation. Cultivating this mindset of embracing failure requires a profound shift in our relationship with ourselves, one that is rooted in self-compassion and the recognition that failure is an inherent part of the human experience. By practicing self-kindness and letting go of the need for perfection, we create the space for growth and the courage to take risks, try new approaches, and learn from our mistakes without the weight of self-judgment or harsh inner criticism. The Stoics and Buddhists offer powerful techniques to support this journey, such as developing a habit of constructive self-evaluation, where we use failures as opportunities to objectively assess our approach and make adjustments without succumbing to self-recrimination. Additionally, the practice of mindfulness and present-moment awareness can help us to observe our thoughts and emotions around failure with a sense of detachment, allowing us to respond with wisdom and equanimity rather than reactive self-judgment. As we embark on this path of embracing failure, we may encounter moments of self-doubt, frustration, or the temptation to give in to the societal pressure to avoid missteps at all costs. Yet, by remaining grounded in the timeless wisdom of these ancient philosophies, we can transform our relationship with failure and view it as a powerful ally on our journey toward self-mastery, enlightenment, and the realization of our full potential. In a world that often equates failure with personal inadequacy, the harmonized teachings of Stoicism and Buddhism offer a refreshing and empowering perspective, one that invites us to embrace the radical act of vulnerability, to learn from our missteps, and to use them as stepping stones towards growth, resilience, and the cultivation of a life imbued with purpose, wisdom, and an unwavering commitment to personal evolution. Principle 5: The Virtue of Simplicity. In the midst of a world that glorifies complexity, excess, and the relentless pursuit of material wealth, the ancient wisdom of Stoicism and Buddhism converge in their elevation of simplicity as a pathway to clarity, contentment, and lasting inner peace. These philosophies offer a refuge from the incessant distractions and attachments that so often cloud our perception and fracture our sense of well-being. The Stoics, with their emphasis on reason, virtue, and moderation, advocated for a life free from excessive material attachments and the pursuit of luxuries that ultimately fail to satisfy the deepest longings of the human soul. They recognized that true contentment could never be found in the accumulation of possessions or the indulgence of fleeting pleasures, but rather in the cultivation of a life centered on essentials and the nurturing of one's character and relationships. This ethos resonates profoundly with the Buddhist teachings on the relinquishment of material desires and the cultivation of contentment through simplicity. At the core of these traditions lies the understanding that the pursuit of external gratification is a perpetual cycle of dissatisfaction, one that can only be broken by turning inward and embracing a life of meaningful connections, personal growth, and the appreciation of life's simple joys. In our modern world, where complexity and distractions abound, these philosophies offer a refuge of simplicity, a return to the essentials, and a redefinition of what it truly means to experience wealth, success, and fulfillment. By prioritizing meaningful relationships, nurturing our personal growth, and cultivating gratitude for the simple pleasures that surround us, we open ourselves to a wellspring of lasting serenity and an unshakable sense of abundance that transcends the fleeting allure of material possessions. Simplifying our lives requires a conscious effort to declutter not only our physical spaces, but also our minds and our daily routines. It involves adopting a minimalist approach to material possessions, letting go of the non-essentials that weigh us down and distract us from what truly matters. It means prioritizing quality time with loved ones, nurturing our most cherished relationships, and savoring the simple joys of a sunset, a good meal shared with friends, or a quiet moment of solitude. As we embark on this path of simplicity, we may encounter resistance from a society that often equates success with the accumulation of wealth and status symbols. Yet, by remaining grounded in the wisdom of Stoicism and Buddhism, we can cultivate a profound sense of contentment and abundance that transcends the illusions of material gratification. In a world that often values complexity and excess, the harmonized teachings of these ancient philosophies beckon us to embrace the radical act of simplicity, to let go of the non-essentials, to redefine our perceptions of wealth and success, and to find lasting fulfillment in the cultivation of meaningful relationships, personal growth, and the appreciation of life's simple yet profound joys. Principle 6. Humility as Wisdom. In a world that often celebrates ego, arrogance, and the relentless pursuit of external validation, the concept of humility can seem paradoxical, a quality that is frequently misunderstood or even denigrated as a sign of weakness. Yet, both Stoicism and Buddhism revere humility as a foundational virtue, a wellspring from which true wisdom, personal growth, and genuine human connection can flow. The Stoics, with their unwavering commitment to reason and virtue, recognized that pride and arrogance were not only obstacles to learning and self-improvement, but also barriers to cultivating empathy and understanding others' perspectives. They understood that wisdom could only be attained by acknowledging the limitations of one's own knowledge and experience, and by remaining open to the insights and teachings that lie beyond our narrow worldviews. This ethos resonates profoundly with the Buddhist teachings on the illusion of the ego and the importance of transcending the attachment to the false self. In Buddhism, ego and the clinging to a fixed sense of identity are seen as barriers to enlightenment, compassion, and the recognition of our interconnectedness with all beings. True wisdom in this tradition can only be attained by embracing humility, by letting go of our preconceptions, our need for validation, and our attachment to the illusion of separateness. At the heart of both philosophies lies the understanding that humility is not a sign of weakness, but rather a foundation upon which we can build a life of genuine wisdom, personal growth, and meaningful connections with others. By embracing a beginner's mindset, approaching each situation with curiosity and openness, rather than assumptions or preconceived notions, we open ourselves to the boundless depths of knowledge and understanding that lie beyond our limited perspectives. Cultivating humility requires a dedicated practice of active listening, seeking to understand diverse perspectives, and recognizing the inherent limitations of our own knowledge and experience. It involves engaging in acts of service and compassion, acknowledging our interdependence with all beings and the inherent dignity that resides within each human soul. As we embark on this journey of humility, we may encounter moments of self-doubt, the temptation to cling to our ego, and the need for external validation. Yet, by remaining grounded in the timeless wisdom of Stoicism and Buddhism, we can cultivate a spirit of lifelong learning, a recognition of our interconnectedness, and a profound sense of empathy that transcends individual egos and unites us in our shared humanity. In a world that often values arrogance and the pursuit of personal aggrandizement, the harmonized teachings of these ancient philosophies invite us to embrace the radical act of humility, to let go of our attachment to the false self, to approach each experience with an open heart and a beginner's mind, and to walk the path of wisdom, compassion, and a deeper understanding of our true nature as interconnected beings. Principle 7. The True Value Beyond Material Wealth. In the relentless pursuit of material wealth and status that characterizes modern society, it can be all too easy to lose sight of the true sources of lasting fulfillment and contentment. Both Stoicism and Buddhism offer profound insights into the impermanence and ultimate insufficiency of material possessions as a means of attaining genuine happiness and inner peace. The Stoics, with their emphasis on reason, virtue, and moderation, cautioned against the pursuit of excessive wealth and possessions, recognizing that true contentment could never be found in the accumulation of material goods. They understood that the path to lasting fulfillment lay not in the acquisition of external trappings, but rather in the cultivation of one's character, relationships, and inner well-being. This ethos resonates deeply with the Buddhist teachings on detachment from material desires and the cultivation of spiritual riches qualities such as compassion, wisdom, and a recognition of our interconnectedness with all beings. At the core of these traditions lies the understanding that the pursuit of material wealth is a perpetual cycle of dissatisfaction, one that can never truly quench the deeper longings of the human soul. By aligning ourselves with the wisdom of these ancient philosophies, we can redefine our perceptions of success, wealth, and abundance, shifting our focus away from the accumulation of possessions and towards the nurturing of our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. In doing so, we discover the true wealth that lies within each of us, a boundless source of contentment, gratitude, and the ability to appreciate the intangible riches that imbue our lives with meaning and purpose. Cultivating this perspective requires a conscious effort to cultivate gratitude for the abundance we already possess, recognizing the fleeting nature of material possessions and the enduring fulfillment found in nurturing meaningful relationships, personal growth, and self-care practices. It means investing our time, energy, and resources into pursuits that nourish our souls, rather than the pursuit of status symbols or material excess. As we embark on this journey of redefining true wealth, we may encounter resistance from a society that often equates success with the acquisition of material goods and the accumulation of wealth. Yet, by remaining grounded in the wisdom of Stoicism and Buddhism, we can transcend the illusions of material gratification and find lasting contentment in the cultivation of our physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. In a world that often values possessions over personal growth, the harmonized teachings of these ancient philosophies beckon us to embrace the radical act of redefining true wealth to shift our focus from the pursuit of external trappings to the nurturing of our relationships, personal development, and the appreciation of life's intangible riches. By doing so, we unlock the door to a life of profound contentment, gratitude, and the recognition that our greatest wealth lies not in what we possess, but in the depth of our connections, the cultivation of our character, and the unwavering pursuit of wisdom and inner peace. As we reach the culmination of our exploration into the harmonized wisdom of Stoicism and Buddhism, we stand at a profound crossroads, a juncture where ancient philosophies converge, illuminating a path towards an unwavering inner peace that transcends the turbulence of our modern existence. In this extended conclusion, let us retrace our steps and distill the essence of the principles we have uncovered, weaving them into a tapestry of timeless guidance for cultivating the formidable ability to act as if nothing bothers us. We began our journey by embracing the art of listening, a virtue extolled by both the Stoics and the Buddha. By quieting our inner voices and opening our hearts to the experiences of others, we foster a deep sense of empathy and understanding that expands our wisdom and nurtures a spirit of interconnectedness. Through active listening, engaging diverse perspectives, and practicing compassion, we lay the foundation for a life lived in harmony with those around us. From this place of mindful presence, we explored the Stoic and Buddhist emphasis on living according to our authentic selves, guided by our core values and principles rather than the fleeting expectations of others. By aligning our actions with our innermost truth, we fortify our ability to navigate life's currents with clarity and conviction, grounded in the unwavering pursuit of personal autonomy and self-directed growth. As we ventured further, we confronted the inherent uncertainties and impermanence that characterize the human experience. Here, the Stoic philosophy of resilience and the Buddhist teachings on acceptance converged, offering a powerful reframing of life's challenges as opportunities for growth and wisdom. By embracing the present moment and letting go of our resistance to change, we open ourselves to the vast potential for transformation that lies within every obstacle. Failure, too, took on a new dimension as we delved into the shared perspective of Stoicism and Buddhism, which views setbacks not as personal shortcomings, but as catalysts for personal evolution. By cultivating a growth mindset and practicing self-compassion, we can transform the sting of failure into a force that propels us towards greater self-mastery and resilience. In our pursuit of inner tranquility, we discovered the virtue of simplicity, a refuge from the complexities and distractions that pervade our modern world. Inspired by the Stoic emphasis on moderation and the Buddhist encouragement to relinquish material desires, we learned to prioritize the essentials and redefine true wealth through the nurturing of meaningful relationships, personal growth, and the appreciation of life's simple joys. Humility emerged as a central tenet, revered by both philosophies as the foundation for true wisdom and personal growth. By embracing a beginner's mindset, practicing active listening, and engaging in acts of service and compassion, we open ourselves to the boundless depths of understanding that lie beyond our limited perspectives and biases. Finally, we confronted the seductive allure of material wealth, which both Stoicism and Buddhism caution against as a fleeting and ultimately unfulfilling pursuit. Instead, we were invited to redefine our perceptions of success and abundance, shifting our focus towards the nurturing of our health, relationships, and inner well-being, the true wealth that lies within each of us, a boundless source of contentment, gratitude, and the appreciation of life's intangible riches. As we stand at the threshold of this profound synthesis, let us recognize the immense power that lies in our ability to embody these principles. By weaving the timeless threads of Stoic resilience and Buddhist acceptance into the tapestry of our daily lives, we fortify ourselves against the inevitable storms of existence and cultivate an unshakable inner peace that transcends circumstance. This is not a journey of perfection, but one of continuous practice and devotion, a path paved with challenges that test our fortitude, yet also reveal our immense capacity for growth and transformation. Embrace each obstacle as an opportunity to deepen your understanding, refine your character, and align more fully with the eternal wisdom of those who have walked before us. Seek solace in the eternal present moment, releasing attachments to the illusions of the past and future. Cultivate gratitude for the simple joys that surround you, recognizing the fleeting nature of material pursuits and the enduring fulfillment found in nurturing your relationships, personal growth, and spiritual wealth. Above all, approach each experience with humility and an open heart, for it is in the surrender of ego and the embrace of lifelong learning that we uncover the depths of our true wisdom and potential. May this harmonious union of Stoic equanimity and Buddhist compassion be your steadfast companion, guiding you towards a life of profound serenity, empathy, and the unwavering ability to act as if nothing bothers you, a true embodiment of the transformative power that arises when we merge the ancient streams of philosophical thought into a singular, radiant flow. Are you ready to challenge everything you thought you knew about reality, wisdom, and virtue? In this exploration, we'll unravel the essence of spiritual awakening through the lens of Stoicism, contrasting its profound insights with our modern pursuit of enlightenment. Stoicism teaches us the power of acceptance, the virtue of living in harmony with nature, and the freedom found in distinguishing what is within our control. Join us as we navigate the path of the Stoic sage, confronting life's deepest challenges with resilience and uncovering the keys to a life of fulfillment. This isn't just philosophy, it's a way of life. Are you ready to awaken? The concept of spiritual awakening is often associated with a profound shift in consciousness, a profound insight into the nature of reality and our place within it. It is often described as a process of breaking free from illusions and false beliefs that have kept us trapped in a limited perception of ourselves and the world around us. The Stoic interpretation of awakening, however, offers a unique perspective. Rather than completely discarding our understanding of reality, Stoicism guides us towards accepting what is within our control and letting go of what is not. This ancient Greek philosophy encourages us to align our lives with the natural order of the universe, cultivating wisdom and virtue as the true path to fulfillment. In our modern era of constant distractions and societal pressures, the timeless teachings of Stoicism have regained relevance. For those seeking a form of spiritual awakening that is grounded in reason, practicality, and a deep reverence for nature, the Stoic path offers a compelling journey towards self-mastery and inner peace. The path of the Stoic sage? Understanding nature and the universe. At the core of Stoic philosophy lies the profound concept of the interconnectedness of all things within the vast cosmos. The Stoics believe that we, as human beings, are not separate entities, but rather integral parts of a grand, intricate web of nature. This web is bound together by the universal logos, the rational principle or divine reason that governs the entire universe with perfect order and purpose. To achieve a Stoic form of awakening, one must transcend the limited perspectives and illusions that stem from our individual selves. We must open our minds and hearts to the larger reality that encompasses us, recognizing the universal order that permeates every aspect of existence. This shift in perception allows us to see ourselves not as isolated beings, but as threads woven into the intricate tapestry of the cosmos, each playing a vital role in the grand scheme of things. The Stoics emphasized the importance of living in harmony with nature, aligning our thoughts, emotions, and actions with the natural flow of events. They believed that true peace and contentment could only be found by embracing the present moment, rather than clinging to desires or aversions that disrupt our inner tranquility. By letting go of our resistance to the natural course of life, we can cultivate a state of equanimity, accepting what comes our way with grace and wisdom. This harmonious coexistence with nature extends beyond our immediate surroundings. It encompasses the entire universe and all its intricate workings. The Stoics encouraged us to marvel at the beauty and complexity of the cosmos, recognizing the divine reason that orchestrates its movements and cycles. By attuning ourselves to this universal rhythm, we can find a profound sense of belonging and purpose, becoming conscious participants in the grand dance of existence. The role of virtue. In the Stoic tradition, virtue is not merely a moral concept, but the very essence of what constitutes the good life. It is the ultimate pursuit that leads to true happiness and fulfillment, transcending the fleeting pleasures and superficial desires that often consume our attention. For the Stoics, virtue is the sole good, the foundation upon which a life of meaning and wisdom is built. This transformation of personal values and actions is essential for achieving a Stoic awakening. The four cardinal virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance serve as guiding principles, shaping our decisions and interactions with the world around us, and enabling us to navigate the complexities of life with grace and integrity.
Wisdom, the first cardinal virtue,
encourages us to cultivate a deep understanding of the nature of reality, to discern truth from falsehood, and to make choices grounded in reason and sound judgment. It is the virtue that allows us to see beyond the veil of illusions and superficial appearances, enabling us to perceive the underlying patterns and principles that govern the universe. Courage, the second virtue, is not merely a physical bravery, but a steadfast commitment to living in accordance with our principles, even in the face of adversity or opposition. It is the virtue that empowers us to stand firm in our convictions, to speak and act with authenticity, and to face the challenges of life with resilience and fortitude. Justice, the third virtue, ensures that we treat others with fairness, respect, and impartiality, recognizing the inherent worth and dignity of all human beings. It is the virtue that fosters a sense of community and social harmony, reminding us of our interconnectedness and our responsibility to contribute to the greater good. Temperance, the fourth virtue, helps us maintain balance and moderation in all aspects of life, guiding us away from excess and extremes. It is the virtue that cultivates self-control, discipline, and the ability to find contentment in simplicity, enabling us to navigate the temptations and distractions of the material world with clarity and equanimity. As we embody these virtues, we begin to shed the illusions and attachments that once clouded our judgment and limited our potential. Wisdom allows us to discern truth from falsehood. Courage enables us to act in accordance with our principles. Justice ensures that we treat others fairly. And temperance helps us maintain balance and moderation in all aspects of life. This ethical foundation not only shapes our individual character, but also profoundly impacts the world around us. As we become beacons of virtue in a world often consumed by self-interest and ignorance. Acceptance and freedom. One of the fundamental practices in Stoic philosophy is the ability to distinguish between what is within our control and what is not. This exercise, often referred to as the dichotomy of control, is a powerful tool for awakening to the true nature of reality and cultivating a sense of inner freedom that transcends external circumstances. The Stoics recognized that much of our suffering and dissatisfaction in life stems from our attachment to things we cannot control, such as the opinions and actions of others, material possessions, or the vagaries of fate. By expending our energy on these uncontrollable aspects of existence, we often find ourselves caught in a cycle of frustration, resentment, and anxiety, constantly struggling against the natural flow of events. However, the Stoics taught that true freedom lies not in external circumstances, but in the power of choice, our ability to respond to events with wisdom and virtue. By accepting the things we cannot change and focusing our efforts on what we can influence, we awaken to the present moment and regain control over our own lives. This acceptance does not imply passive resignation or indifference. Rather, it is a conscious choice to direct our energy towards those areas where we can make a positive impact. Whether it is our own thoughts, emotions, or actions, the Stoics encouraged us to take responsibility for the aspects of life that are within our sphere of control, while letting go of the futile struggle against that which we cannot change. By cultivating this inner freedom, we liberate ourselves from the tyranny of desires and aversions that often dictate our behavior and cloud our judgment. We no longer allow external events to dictate our emotional state or undermine our sense of well-being. Instead, we embrace a life of equanimity and resilience, responding to challenges with grace and wisdom, and finding contentment in the present moment, regardless of external circumstances. This practice of acceptance and choice is not merely a philosophical exercise, but a lived experience that requires constant vigilance and discipline. It demands that we confront our own fears, attachments, and illusions, and continually realign ourselves with the principles of Stoic virtue. Yet, as we persist in this practice, we unlock a profound sense of agency and empowerment, recognizing that true freedom lies not in controlling the world around us, but in mastering our own thoughts, emotions, and actions. Challenges along the Stoic path. Navigating confusion with wisdom. The journey towards a Stoic awakening is not without its challenges and obstacles. As we confront long-held beliefs and question the foundations of our worldview, confusion and uncertainty may arise, casting doubt on the very path we have chosen to follow. However, in the eyes of the Stoics, this confusion is not a barrier to be feared or avoided, but rather an opportunity for deeper reflection and learning. The Stoic response to confusion is one of open-mindedness, humility, and an unwavering commitment to seeking truth and wisdom. In times of uncertainty, the Stoics turn to the wisdom of ancient texts and mentors for guidance, immersing themselves in the philosophical traditions that had withstood the test of time. They studied the writings of luminaries such as Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius, not as dogmatic truths, but as beacons of insight and inspiration. Yet, the Stoics also recognized that true wisdom could not be merely inherited or borrowed. It had to be cultivated through personal experience, critical thinking, and the continuous refinement of one's judgment. They encouraged the development of a discerning mind, capable of separating truth from falsehood, embracing what resonated with reason and virtue, and rejecting that which contradicted the principles of Stoic philosophy. This process of navigating confusion was not a solitary endeavor, but a collective effort, undertaken in the company of like-minded individuals who shared a commitment to self-improvement and the pursuit of wisdom. The Stoics valued the exchange of ideas and the respectful challenge of differing perspectives, recognizing that growth often emerged from the crucible of intellectual discourse and open-hearted dialogue. In this spirit of intellectual curiosity and humility, the Stoics approached confusion not as a source of frustration or despair, but as a natural part of the journey towards understanding. They recognized that the path to wisdom was not a straight line, but a winding road, filled with twists and turns, moments of clarity and periods of profound uncertainty. By embracing confusion as an opportunity for growth, the Stoics cultivated a mindset of patience, resilience, and unwavering commitment to the truth. Dealing with disconnection. As we embark on the Stoic path of self-mastery and virtue, our changing priorities and values may inadvertently lead to a sense of disconnection from those around us. This experience can be profoundly challenging, as we may feel misunderstood, isolated, or even ostracized by the very people and communities that once provided us with a sense of belonging. The roots of this disconnection often lie in the fundamental shifts that occur within us as we progress on the Stoic journey. As we shed illusions and attachments and align ourselves more deeply with the principles of wisdom, justice, and equanimity, our perspectives and behaviors may diverge from those around us who have not undertaken a similar transformation. However, the Stoic response to this sense of disconnection is one of empathy, understanding, and a steadfast commitment to our personal growth. While it may be tempting to cling to familiar relationships or social circles out of a desire for acceptance or belonging, the Stoics encouraged us to embrace the natural evolution of our connections, even if it means letting go of certain bonds that no longer serve our highest aspirations. This does not mean that we should abandon all sense of community or human connection. In fact, the Stoics emphasized the importance of seeking out like-minded individuals who can support and enrich our journey. Building a community of fellow seekers, whether through philosophical study groups, spiritual gatherings, or simply cultivating meaningful friendships with those who share our values, can provide a profound sense of belonging and shared purpose. Within these communities, we can find the understanding, encouragement, and intellectual stimulation that may be lacking in our previous social circles. We can engage in deep conversations about the nature of existence, the cultivation of virtue, and the challenges that arise along the path of self-discovery, without fear of judgment or ridicule. Yet, even as we forge these new connections, the Stoics reminded us to maintain a sense of empathy and compassion for those who have not yet embarked on a similar journey. We must recognize that each individual is at a different stage of their own evolution, and that our role is not to judge or condemn, but to lead by example, embodying the virtues of wisdom, justice, and equanimity in our daily lives. By striking this delicate balance between nurturing our newfound connections and maintaining an open heart towards those who may not yet understand our path, we can navigate the challenges of disconnection with grace and resilience. We can find the strength to let go of relationships that no longer serve our growth, while simultaneously cultivating a deep sense of community and belonging among those who share our highest aspirations. Experiencing pain and suffering. The Stoics did not shy away from the reality of pain and suffering in life. In fact, they embraced these experiences as inevitable and necessary components of the human condition. Rather than attempting to avoid or deny the existence of hardship, the Stoics taught that true wisdom and growth could only be achieved by facing these challenges head-on, with courage, resilience, and a deep understanding of their place within the natural order of the universe. At the heart of this perspective lies the concept of amor fati, or love of fate. This is not a passive resignation to the vicissitudes of life, but rather an active embrace of the challenges and difficulties that come our way. The Stoics believed that every experience, no matter how painful or challenging, was an opportunity for growth, self-discovery, and the cultivation of virtue. By practicing amor fati, we learn to reframe our perception of suffering, viewing it not as a burden or a curse, but as a teacher and a catalyst for personal transformation. We come to understand that the obstacles and hardships we face are not random occurrences, but rather integral parts of a grand cosmic design, each with its own purpose and meaning. This is not to say that the Stoics were indifferent to pain or encouraged the Stoic suppression of emotions. On the contrary, they recognized the depth of human suffering and encouraged us to feel our emotions fully, without judgment or resistance. However, they also taught us to respond to these experiences with wisdom, courage, and an unwavering commitment to virtue. By cultivating a mindset of acceptance and equanimity, we can transform our relationship with pain and suffering, no longer allowing it to overwhelm or define us. Confronting existential questions. The journey of self-discovery and awakening that lies at the heart of Stoic philosophy is inextricably intertwined with profound existential questions about the nature of our existence, the purpose of life, and our place within the vast cosmos. As we delve deeper into the teachings of Stoicism, we inevitably confront a series of profound inquiries that challenge the very foundations of our worldview. For many, these existential crises can be deeply unsettling, shaking the core beliefs and assumptions that once provided a sense of certainty and security. We may find ourselves grappling with questions about the nature of consciousness, the existence of a higher power or divine force, the meaning of life and death, and the ultimate fate of the universe itself. However, for the Stoics, these existential inquiries were not causes for despair or avoidance, but rather invitations to delve deeper into the teachings and principles that guide their lives. They viewed these moments of profound questioning as opportunities for growth, self-reflection, and a more profound alignment with the virtues of wisdom, courage, and temperance. At the heart of the Stoic response to existential crises lies the concept of the inner citadel, a metaphorical fortress of reason, virtue, and self-control that cannot be shaken by external events or circumstances. This inner citadel serves as a sanctuary, a place of refuge where we can retreat to find solace, strength, and clarity amidst the turbulence of existential uncertainty. Within the walls of this inner citadel, the Stoics encouraged us to cultivate a deep reverence for the natural order of the universe, a recognition that we are part of a grand, interconnected whole that operates according to immutable laws and principles. By aligning ourselves with this cosmic harmony, we find a sense of purpose and meaning that transcends the fleeting concerns of the material world. The Stoics also emphasized the importance of living according to virtue, using reason and ethical principles as our guideposts in navigating the complexities of existence. By embodying the virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, we develop an inner resilience and equanimity that allows us to confront even the most profound existential questions with grace and fortitude. Moreover, the Stoics recognized that the journey of self-discovery and alignment with Stoic principles is an ongoing process, one that requires constant self-reflection, humility, and a willingness to revise our understanding as we gain new insights and experiences. They encouraged us to approach the existential questions not as puzzles to be solved once and for all, but as ever-evolving inquiries that deepen our appreciation for the mysteries of existence. By embracing this approach, the Stoics transformed what could have been a debilitating existential crisis into a powerful catalyst for personal growth and transformation. They taught us to find strength and solace in the very act of questioning, allowing our inquiries to illuminate the path towards a more profound understanding of ourselves and our place within the grand tapestry of the cosmos, avoiding the pitfall of entitlement. As one progresses along the Stoic path of self-mastery and virtue, there is a subtle yet insidious pitfall that can emerge: the sense of superiority or entitlement that often accompanies the acquisition of knowledge and personal growth. The Stoics, with their keen insight into human nature, recognized this risk and warned against the arrogance and self-aggrandizement that can undermine the very virtues we strive to embody. The roots of this pitfall can be traced to the profound transformations that occur as we integrate Stoic teachings into our lives. As we shed illusions, overcome personal limitations, and align ourselves more deeply with the principles of wisdom, courage, and justice, there is a natural tendency to perceive ourselves as elevated or enlightened in comparison to those who have not undertaken a similar journey. However, the Stoics cautioned that this sense of superiority is not only misguided, but also antithetical to the core values of their philosophy. True wisdom, they taught, is grounded in humility, a recognition that we are all imperfect beings, constantly striving to understand and embody the virtues that guide our lives. The Stoics emphasize the importance of maintaining a compassionate and empathetic perspective towards those who have not yet discovered the path of virtue. The Stoics emphasize the importance of maintaining a compassionate and empathetic perspective towards those who have not yet discovered the path of virtue. They reminded us that each individual is on their own unique journey, shaped by their circumstances, experiences, and personal struggles. To judge or look down upon others for their perceived lack of wisdom or virtue is to negate the very principles of understanding and benevolence that we seek to cultivate. Instead, the Stoics encouraged us to approach the guidance and mentorship of others with a spirit of humility, patience, and open-mindedness. Practicing Stoic teachings is, at its core, a personal journey of self-discovery and transformation. Imposing our beliefs or perspectives on others, without regard for their individual paths and readiness, is not only ineffective, but also a violation of the respect for human dignity that lies at the heart of Stoic ethics. The true Stoic sage recognizes that wisdom is not a commodity to be hoarded or wielded as a means of superiority, but rather a gift to be shared with those who seek it when the time and circumstances are appropriate. This sharing of insight, however, must be done with an open mind and a deep respect for the diversity of human experience, recognizing that each individual must ultimately find their own way to the path of virtue. By maintaining a humble and compassionate demeanor, Stoics can serve as inspiring examples of the virtues they embody, leading by the power of their actions and the depth of their character. Rather than through dogma or self-aggrandizement, they can foster an environment of mutual growth and learning, where both teacher and student are engaged in a continual process of self-reflection and refinement. Ultimately, the Stoic path is one that demands a constant vigilance against the pitfalls of arrogance and entitlement. It requires us to continually examine our motivations, check our egos, and remain grounded in the fundamental truth that we are all fellow travelers on the journey towards wisdom and virtue. By embodying this spirit of humility and empathy, we not only honor the teachings of the ancient Stoics, but also contribute to the greater harmony and understanding within our communities and the world at large. The Stoic awakening is not a singular event, but rather a lifelong process of living virtuously and in harmony with nature. It is a journey of self-discovery, where each challenge and lesson contributes to the cultivation of wisdom and inner strength. Adopting Stoic principles has the potential to transform not only the individual, but also positively influence those around them. By embodying virtues such as courage, justice, and temperance, Stoics become beacons of reason and resilience in a world often consumed by chaos and illusion. For those embarking on or continuing their Stoic journey, remember that you are part of a rich tradition that spans centuries. Draw strength from the wisdom of ancient texts and the community of fellow seekers, but also trust in your own capacity for growth and self-mastery. The path of the Stoic is not an easy one, but it promises a life of profound meaning and inner peace. Embrace the challenges that arise with courage and acceptance, for they are opportunities to deepen your understanding and alignment with the universal order. The Stoic Awakening is a continuous process of shedding illusions and aligning with virtue, a journey that will shape not only your individual experience, but also the world around you. So, take heart, fellow travelers, and continue your pursuit of wisdom and truth, for in doing so, you contribute to the greater harmony of the cosmos. Your Stoic journey is just beginning. To deepen your understanding and take the next step, click on the video now. The path of wisdom and virtue awaits those with the courage to embrace it fully. Continue your awakening by exploring the profound teachings and practices that will guide you towards inner freedom, resilience, and a life aligned with the universal order. The way is arduous but profoundly rewarding for those who persist with humility and dedication. Click now to unveil the next layer of this transformative philosophy. Your inner citadel is waiting to be fortified.